The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of this radio station, its management, or affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Won't we walk to the Ed Sheeran show? Cause we rap R&B and everything we know.
From hip hop, beats to soulful flow. We dive into the culture, how we grow. Relationship news and headlines fresh. Talk to music genres, feeling every net. It's more than the sounds, it's life is goals. Right here on Antilla, the story unfolds.
Antilla's on, take a seat, let's explore.
Hey,
music, culture, and a whole lot.
Welcome back. It's the Anthony Taylor Show on this very special day. You know how we does it. You know how we get down. All the lovers out there, this is that season. You know what I'm saying? Aunt Taylor in the house, wishing y'all a happy day, a happy week, a happy month, a happy year, a happy life. I'm just so happy to have y'all. And we're going to do this, man. We're going to make it happen, man. I can't see no other reason but to have a good time, man. You guys are in store for a great show today. Man, you know who we got in the house. I'm so excited. We got, you know what? Let's go traditional on this one, man. The boogity, 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 huh? I got my boy, the real Woody, in the house. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, stand up. You know what I'm saying? North Carolina, man, we're about to get it in. In a few minutes, we're going to have the real Woody in the studio with us, talking that talk. You know what I'm saying? We're going to play a few songs, have a little fun. And you know how we do it here on the Aunt Taylor Show. What's up with the quote-unquote Valentine's Day people out there? You know what I mean? Getting it in. Chocolates, flowers, and all that good stuff. And fun loving times, man. Power to all the folks out there who get down with it. How many of y'all got a chance to watch that halftime show? I have to say, the halftime show was very well thought out, very well methodically placed and thought out. And that little Hey Drake line was with a smile. That was like so funny, but it kind of went over my head. People trying to explain to me what exactly what's going on was like,
we must internalize the flatulation of the matter by transmitting the effervescence of the Indonesian proximity in order to further segregate the crux of my infection.
Now, like I said, I didn't understand all of it, man. I'm getting bits and pieces of it, man. Big ups to K-Dot, man. You know what I'm saying? For doing what you do, man, and representing, man. All of this hinging on Dre and K-Dot's beef. And I'm really trying to figure out how I got started. I came across this clip on the internet. I want to share with you real quick, because maybe somebody can call in. Area code 415-745-2742 and let me know how this beef really got started. Here's somebody questioning it the same way I was questioning it. Check it out.
This is my brother Kendrick Lamar.
They be talking about, you should have got that boy started, Drake. I just be thinking, like, do we not remember how the beef even started, or do people just don't care?
Drake is a real good dude, first and foremost. You know, he heard my music. Shout out to Drake.
No, that's Drake. Period. Man. Any man that disagree, you know, you need to go back and do your history, do your math.
Me and Drake holding us down, you know what I mean? Putting us out there to see this motherfucking crowd that we ain't seen before.
When the first time you ever heard of Kendrick Lamar?
On Drake's album.
Drake album.
Yeah.
So Drake, it's called Buried Alive.
Then he said that he was the same age as myself, and it didn't help because it made me even more rude and impatient. So blame it on Mr. OVOXO, the reason why I'm leaving on the vanity I know.
But my point is, then Drake took him on tour. So he put you on this album, took you on tour, put you in front of a crowd you ain't never seen before.
No, I sat down with Drake in Toronto a while back when I did my first show out there. He called me up, man. We had a few drinks, and, you know, he always said he was, you know, appreciative of my music. You know, I've always been a fan of his music. And we've just been chopping it up since, man. And, you know, hit me up one day and said, you know what, handpicked, man. I want you to be on this tour.
So somebody who does so much for you, and it's documented. How do they get to this place to where the extremes that have gone to are being shown? It's like, like me personally, if I would have been a rapper, a battle rapper, or whatever the case is, if I would have went out there in the Super Bowl, I probably would not have done They Not Like Us, because I just wouldn't have done it, because I think that after a while, man, enough is enough. The win is success. You know what I mean? I'm here, you're not. You know what I mean? That should be enough. But I don't know what happened with these cats, man, and why it went down that way, man. But, you know, that's rap, I guess. You know what I mean? That's rap. I just hate people getting the most recognition and tearing each other down. That's always exciting. A fight always draws a large audience and a large crowd. Those brothers should have hugged it out. Should have brought Drake out and been like, you know what? We did what we did, and now we're going to do this. So we're going to piece it up. That right there is what I was hoping to see. But what I seen was I call it kind of slow, but you know what I mean? Not all that action-packed performance. But getting the understanding over time, I can see a lot went into the production of it. And for that, you know what I mean? I think that it was a good performance. I like to see these guys come at some peace, just like I promote anybody to find a peaceful solution to exist rather than continue to show the negative sides of how we deal with one another, even if it's in rap. But that's how it goes in rap. People have to duke it out. I guess if you have a reason to battle, then that is the reason.
I'm about to put it after butter. Shot the landing here over the side of all these dollars. Buy my mama house and then I bought another one right next to where neighbors live. They don't understand a man. Moving picture perfect, but I'm hardly on the ground. Yeah, I'm just a flying and this is who I am. Skin clean, money long, fit tough, shake my hand. Yeah, I'm in the clouds, they know I'm hardly on the ground. Dominated silence to the niggas that be hating. United must need them cold, all these fools are still debating. Self-made from the jump, never giving, it was taken. Got a fence, but not so much, they're trying to know how much I made. Niggas suing better than I pay, no mind, I'm better than. Tell me what's my temperament, but I do what I want.
Yes, 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 what's up, y'all? This is your boy, Anthony Taylor from the Ant Taylor Radio Show. Today, in the house, you're not gonna believe who is in the house with me today. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together, put your paws together for the real Woody. It is a pleasure to speak with you, man. We're about to get it in with the real Woody, you know what I'm saying? For you guys listening on Nationwide Sounds Radio,
yes, sir.
Real Woody is in the house, all right? Hey, Woody, so let me ask you a question. You are hailing from Stanley, North Carolina. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Stanley, in.
What can you tell me about your city, my man?
To be honest, there's nothing to tell, man. Little small town. Like, it's probably maybe 30 minutes, 25 minutes from Charlotte, North Carolina. So, you know what I mean? But little small police station, like no crime really, you know what I mean, full of white people.
Okay, so you're in a cut basically, you know what I mean? But that's cool. I mean,
I don't even know about the city for real.
Yeah, so you got some resort living right there, man. You know what I'm saying? Just tucked away, man, where you can get close to the action and you can jump in and get right back out the action if needed. That is excellent, man. That's excellent. So if I got this right, you started back in 2018 with your first single, Black Man, setting the stage for your dynamic career. Is that correct?
No. Yeah, as far as like when putting it on the streaming sites, yeah, 2018.
Okay, so when did you actually get started in music?
Like, I had prior to that, I was doing music, but you know, that was in the CD era.
Okay.
Yeah. So my first mixtape that I ever came out with on CD was Mr. Stick City. That's what we call Stanley, North Carolina. We call it the Stick City.
The Stick City. Stand up, Stick City.
You know what I mean? So that was like that was the first one, like I say, Mr. Stick City Volume 1. That was probably around 2011. Maybe 2011. Then I came with Volume 2 around 2012, maybe. And Volume 3 was 2013. But like, I say I really got started when I started putting it on the streaming sites in 2018, because that's when the level of severity kicked in to another level.
Okay.
Like beforehand, like with the CDs, like I still never knew that I wanted to do music up until this point. Never knew I would be here right now, even back then. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So since you have some familiarity with the CD era, and so do I, that's more of my era. You know what I mean? Which one do you like better? Do you like the online thing, or do you like that physical CD thing?
I guess I can kind of say the online thing, because for one, like, it puts your, like, when you upload your shit, it put it everywhere at one time. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, too, I still like that person-to-person, you know what I'm saying, contact.
Yeah, we kind of got away from that. You know what I mean? Like I don't miss like going to my favorite store or whatever and getting rushed by 3 or 4 people with a spool of CDs. You know what I mean? Surrounding me, buy my CD. I don't miss that. But I do miss the being able to, if somebody does it right, present something to me that I can actually take and put in my hand and have it for years to come. You know what I mean? The internet makes it where the real Woody puts a song out today. By tomorrow morning, it can be 10,000 people heard it. You know what I mean? So that is the difference. People can definitely hear it and get to your information and music a lot sooner.
That's a fact. That's one of the advantages.
So how do you feel music has evolved? Basically, your music, how has it evolved since 2011 to 2025 now?
Definitely. Well, I can be the first to tell you it's still evolving. But as far as like my delivery, the way I write, I guess you could say, like, even the way I ride the beat, like, it like booth etiquette, like, I can continuously work on my craft, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
To see if I can get better at. Then try to make songs. Because, like, when I first started out, all I was doing was writing one long verse. No hooks. I really couldn't come up with hooks. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm doing full songs, nothing but full songs. Like, songs, like, have substance. Like, all my music has a substance to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, music came a long way, for real.
Now, you said all your music has substance to it. Is there any personal experiences that have deeply impacted your music?
Like, yeah, like, most of my music, if I'm talking about situations, and there's situations I done been in, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always keep it true with who I am and with my music, you feel me? So, right. Like, I'm not going to fabricate no nothing. I don't even really rap hyperbole in my music. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. So you keep it as real as possible, basically.
Yeah, all the way.
The only way it can be, I guess.
That's just me, though. That's just the type of person I am. I ain't been the type of front. Yeah, I ain't never been the type of front for nobody. That's me in real life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd say the shit don't want to tell you, but you need to hear. You feel me?
That's real talk. That's real talk right there.
Like I done had a couple homeboys or cats that I'm cool with or whatever, you know what I'm saying, fall out with me over real shit just because I'm speaking real shit. But later on, after they thought about it and was like, damn, well, he was just keeping it real. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. me. And one of them been known me since I was 13, 14, and he know how real I keep it, but just can't.
Yeah, sometimes they can't keep up with, I mean, you know, when, especially when people hear something that's truthful and they know it's truthful. That hurt. That's like cut twice as deep. You know what I mean? They know it's the truth. They don't want to face it. You force them to face it, and all of a sudden you the problem. You know what I mean? I feel you, man. That's a tough one there.
Oh, this what y'all like right here, huh? Watch this.
Lit.
Came right back like I left. Like I left. Say 10 toes down, I step. Big step. And if you really won't smoke, I'll rep some. I'll rep some. Hands over both ears, I'll def some. Said I came right back like I left. Like I left. Say 10 toes down, I'll step. I'll step. And if you really won't smoke, I'll rep some. I'll rep. Hands over both ears, I'll def lit. I got some family members, I call them Cuddo.
Cuddo.
Got some family members, I call them Blood. To the limit,
limit.
This is real life rap. This ain't no motherfucking gimmicks.
Nah.
The real G's know. Sticking to the G code.
G code.
About that action, bring it to your people.
Real shit.
Front and center when it's time to get it cracking.
Get it cracking.
Know what's happening when them niggas start stacking.
Start stacking.
Never heard of me in the street. Oh, that's cool. Never heard of me in some beef. Oh, that's cool. Never heard of me toting heat. Oh, that's cool. But your bitch know
yeah.
Her favorite word is
let's
ooh.
Go.
Came right back like I left.
Like I left.
Say 10 toes down, I step.
Big step.
And if you really won't smoke, I'll rep some.
I'll rep some.
Hands over both ears, I'll def some. Said I came right back like I left.
Like I left.
Say 10 toes down, I'll step.
I'll step.
And if you really won't smoke, I'll rep some.
I'll rep.
Hands over both ears, I'll def some.
Yeah.
I got my cuz members that leave you black and blue.
Black and
I got some red members that leave you leaking.
Ooh,
leaking. I ain't a killer, but don't push me to the edge.
Edge.
Trying to play gangster, better stand up for what you said.
Real shooters on the team, give a f*** about some trouble.
All they wanna do is get flagrant, f*** double dunk.
And then
I hate to have to be the one to take it to the block.
To the block.
Try my post and that's when I take the shot.
Take the shot.
Never heard of me in the street, oh that's cool. Never heard of me in some beef, oh that's cool. Never heard of me toting heat, oh that's cool. But your bitch know me, her favorite word is ooh.
What?
Hang right back like I left.
Like I left.
Say 10 toes down, I step.
Big step.
And if you really won't smoke, I'll rep some.
I'll rep.
Hands over both ears, I'll def some.
Said
I came right back like I left.
Like I left.
Say 10 toes down, I'll step.
I'll step.
And if you really won't smoke, I'll rep some.
I'll rep.
Hands over both ears, I'll def some.
So, being in the music industry today, what is the most challenging part of being an artist that you are facing these days?
Well, that would be chasing through all the people that's scamming, trying to get money from the artists any way they can. That's the major. That's the major. Because everybody wants from the artists.
Everybody wants to take advantage of
yes.
the artistry. It's like, I mean, record labels is a small, they're the small fries now when it comes to taking advantage of the artists. It's everybody else.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you want to do this? Let us do this for you. Give us this amount. Oh, you want your playlist boosted up? Let us do this. It's a hustle now, man.
Just put the work in. Promote your own shit. I do.
I tell people, look, sometimes we got to take it back to farming where you got to go grow your own vegetables. You know what I mean? Your music is like your crop. You got to go out there, man, put them gloves on, learn how to plant, learn how to cultivate, and learn how to feed yourself off of what you do. Grow your own stuff because...
That shit
absolutely. And it's all around. It's like everybody and their mama's popping out.
Shit be fraud, man.
And you got these guys at the top who won't even pay you for your first 1,000 streams.
Sure.
So you mean to tell me 999 people heard this song and you didn't even pay me until you get 1,001? Man, come on, bruh. Come on. It is. It is. It is crazy. So, what's your favorite, you know, rap artist or group that's doing a thing right now that you listening to?
I don't listen to none of the new music. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, my favorite artists, Jay-Z, Jeezy, and Wale.
Okay, so you just named three timeless and classic dudes. Those guys can compete today, even though they're from back. You know what I mean?
I say, and they all different.
All three are different, and all three of them is dope. And it'll take about, you can line rappers up for 2-3 blocks down the street before you get one that can see them. You know what I mean?
Fact.
Them dudes is real hard. So if you had a choice, or if you somebody just came up to you and be like, hey, who would you want to do a song with right now, today, that matches your artistry, that matches you, what you about, that matches what you stand for, would it be one of those three dudes?
For sure. Wale.
I'm gonna tell you about the craziest thing I ever did. I was in a relationship for 7 years. 3 months post breakup, I look in my ex's stories one day and I saw that he took his new girlfriend to Hawaii. They did the corniest thing ever. They went to the beach and they put a heart in the sand and wrote their initials in the heart. So I sent him a text message and I said, hey, I'm pregnant. Because you can't have a dream vacation when you know you got a baby on the way. And I didn't stop there. You start crazy, you end crazy. So I went on Amazon. I got a fake pregnant belly. I started doing weekly updates like, hey, y'all, baby loading. Guess the gender. It was his mother's first grandchild. She was so excited because she always liked me. So she was like, hey, baby, can we come to the baby shower? And I was like, no, fuck y'all. I'm winning. That lasted for about 3 months. I was 6 months pregnant. And then one day I was just over the pregnancy. I was like, yo, this is a lot to keep up with. I just stopped posting pregnancy photos, started posting my regular body again. But I didn't realize so many other people had got invested in my storyline. So people started reaching out to me like, hey, Daphne, what happened to the baby? Did you have the baby? So I went back on Amazon. I got a hospital gown. Oh, no. And I was like, hey, y'all, the baby didn't make it. That's why I tell any man who dates me, if you want peace, you better, because this pussy come with anxiety.
Yo, 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 your boy Aunt Taylor in the house. Check it out, man. This next one here, man, it's real close to home for me, man, because I actually grew up 2 blocks away from this guy, man. I grew up in this neighborhood, Fillmore, San Francisco, California. And in this neighborhood, man, I was surrounded by Rappin' Forte, Andre Nicotina, JT the Bigger Figure, San Quinn. And those are just some of the bigger names that came out of my area, man. But so many rappers in my city, man, and in my little area, man, in my vicinity, man. This song here, Never Talk Down on a Player, is this week's throwback from Rappin' Forte featuring Too Short and the late MC Breed. Let's get it.
You see, you never talk down on a player. I spray ya, then break it down till you need your best to say a prayer. This funk been a part of my life ever since the starting gate. Remember me and my show dog way back in 88? Broke them down with some sexual hit. And the man in town ain't been the same since Don't Fight Your Feeling. But now you new boo, stood off in this game on an accident. Copying another fucker's style. Punk, don't let this rap get you broke off, cause he is potent like that day, right? Finally made the name for yourself, but don't believe the hype. Fool, who you think opened the door for your producer? If it wasn't for the dog and them hogs, you wouldn't have a future. And let me add that I can never be scared of ya. Rapping folk born and raised off in that Bay Area. Sticking to that like a hot bowl of grits. Hits on top of hits. Who you think started this shit? Never talk down on the player unless you're ready to be straight left. But as a hater, saber.
At his best, something for my niggas on the grind from the west. Cali is my home, but it's just like yours. Niggas love to get money while they hit all the parties and do the same old shit. to getting broke cause the game don't quit. I had a flashback, it was the Oakland Raiders at the Coliseum. We ain't nothing but players, diamonds glistening, whispering, know my name cause it's a natural thing. I had to bend the corner, really didn't wanna, punk you's a goner, heard you was on a stick up mission, triple beam in the kitchen, never shot nobody but I'm damn sure itching to blast you, cause in your dream you shot me, then you woke up and found out you can't stop me.
Never talk down on the player, unless you're ready to be straight labeled as a hater, super, never ready for a nut, it's the foe and the dog, got your feet on this funk. Best believe the police got an APB out on mine, because I got more disguises than a fool inspector gadget. I'm not a witch, but crystal ball, let me have it. Ah, I see the player hating way back from the gate. Now everybody wanna be a PLAYA. Why lie to yourself and play the role well as a simp, knowing damn well your bitch brought you the pimp, because they smile in your face, and all the while the fuckers wanna take your place.
That's right, folks, from the old school, been doing shows, been coming tight in studios, songs on the radios, interviews and laughs, up at the mall signing autographs, and ain't nothing gonna change in 96, cause this pimp got a Mac, all the finest, and get paid from the game, so they never talk down on a player's name.
You never talk down on a player, unless you're ready to be straight labeled as a hater, super.
The slim draws as rowdy as Crenshaw Boulevard when it's packed and full of cars. Some of these crowds, me and Snoop draw is from Crenshaw, from Long Beach to South Central. Not these again, these grown ignorant men with head again. You and what army could harm me? D.R.E. and Shady with Doggy from Long Beach. They came a long way to making these songs play. It'll be a wrong move to me the wrong way. I got a long and I carry it all day. Sometimes it's like a nightmare just being Andre, but I
somehow, some way, hello. You know about dog gangs. Now let me these up and show 'em where the I'm coming from. I get the party cracking with the that I be spitting, son. Yeah. Hit and run, get it done. Get the fun, split and run. Got about 50, and I love all of them the same. Damn, baby girl, what's your name? I forgot what you say it was. Damn. Hanging in the club with my nephew Eminem. What up, cuz? The great white American. Then hooked up with the king of the West Coast, baby.
And you don't really wanna f*** with me. Only that I trust is me. F*** around and make me bust. Is he?
ask the devil, they always want a name.
I'm the head nigga in charge, I'm watching you move. You found in your garage with 10 o'clock news coverage. Gotta love it cause I exposed the facade. Your little lungs is too small to hot box with God. All jokes aside, come bounce with us. Standing over you with a you're about to bust. It's like ashes to ashes and dust to dust. I might leave in the but never in cuffs. So who do you trust? They just not rugged enough. When things get rough, I'm in the club with Puck. Please, you must have a mental disease. Assume the position and get back down on your knees. Come on.
And you don't really wanna with me. Only nigga that I trust is me. Fuck around and make me bust is he.
Ask the devil, they always wanna change.
And you don't really wanna with me. Only nigga that I trust is me. Fuck around and make me bust is he.
Ask the devil, they always wanna change.
Oh no, big slim dog, 80 pound.
What?
6 inch long. Back up in the he's it, baby. He's shaded.
He's so crazy.
Give me the mic, let me recite to Timothy White. Pickets outside, they're gonna scope offices every night. What if he's right? I'm just a criminal, making a living off of the world's misery. What in the world gives me the right to say what I like and walk around flipping the bird? Living the urban life like a white kid from the burbs. Dreaming at night and screaming at mom, scheming to leave. Run away from home and grow to be as evil as me. I just want you all to notice me and people to see that somewhere deep down is a decent human being in me. It just can't be found. So the reason you've been seeing this me is cause this is me now. The reason doodles being this me. So when you see me dressing up like a nerd on TV or heard the CD using the word so freely, it's just me being me. Here, want me to tone it down? Suck my you happy now? Look here,
I start some trouble everywhere that I go. Ask the bouncers in the club cause they know. I start some shit, they throw me out the back door. Come back to the club up with a
and you don't really wanna
Yeah, it is Willie. Can I help?
Yes, I'm trying to track a package that was supposed to be delivered to my sister.
When was it supposed to get there?
It was supposed to get to her address on the 17th.
On the 17th?
Yeah, but they didn't make their first attempt until the 20th.
Yeah, well, whose fault is that? It's 3 days late. You should have sent it sooner.
I sent it on the 13th.
You should have sent it on the 10th then. Now, whose fault is that?
It's not my fault.
Oh, come on. That's your fault, not ours. You dreaming, you think you're going to get there on the 13th. You should have sent it a little sooner.
Excuse me.
You should have.
Can I speak to your supervisor?
You should have sent the damn thing a little sooner.
Give me your supervisor.
Yeah, hold on. Hey, talk to this customer.
Hey, this is Jim Bob, the supervisor. Can I help you?
I'm trying to find my sister's package.
I'm not the mail roomie. Let me transfer.
Oh, this is a game.
Yeah, it is Willie. Can I help you?
Oh, you again.
I told you should have sent the damn thing a little sooner. I ain't some hula hoop eyed chicken neck looking jive turkey.
I don't care who the hell you are. I'm a customer that paid good money to get that package in there. I got a tracking number. Just find the package and tell me where the hell it is.
Listen, this is my last week in customer service. I don't give a damn where that. Maybe it fell
off
the truck.
Give me somebody that does.
Maybe it's floating down the river.
Well, give me somebody that does give a damn. How's that?
Maybe I'd find your package. I flush the damn thing down the toilet. You're going to yak and complain.
Me? I didn't spend that damn money for that shit not to be given to my sister.
Well, come on. Calm your ass down.
Calm my ass down. You're the one that's giving me lip and attitude just because I'm the one goddamn know where the hell my package is.
Hey, you should have said the damn thing.
I don't give a f- when the hell I said that damn thing. It was supposed to be there Friday. It never showed up. Now give me somebody that gives a damn or you're going to see somebody that doesn't give a damn.
Now you sounding like my old lady.
I don't give a goddamn rat's ass who the hell I sound like in your family. I want somebody that gives a goddamn. I spent money. I want some information. Now.
You calm your ass down right now. You sounded like my old lady did.
I don't care.
Hey, come on. Come
don't
on,
give
lady.
Me, oh, come on.
I told you should have sent the damn
thing. My old thing. Recollection, her ass should have got that damn thing with the way it was sent. I have tracking numbers. I checked on the internet what the hell you guys did. I want to know where the hell it is now.
I told you the thing in transit. What more do you want to know?
What do you mean, in transit?
Because I just figured that's probably what it's doing. But you didn't send the thing soon enough, so it's
all... Yeah, right.
I guess you should have sent it with Federal Express next time. That's what you did wrong.
No, I want some honest answers, and I want somebody to give it to me. And that's not going to be you, so I want somebody that will.
Fine, I'll get the supervisor then. Damn, this lady, she driving me crazy.
Hello, this is Jim Bob. Can I help you?
Yeah, Jim Bob. It's me again.
Oh, did I transfer you the wrong?
Yeah, you transferred me. I'm not getting any information.
Let me get you the mail.
Oh, wait. Oh, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, this is Willie. Can I help you?
Customer services, Joe. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm not... I was just called up there, and I'm not too appreciative of little games I'm being played.
How so?
How so? Well, when I talked to a guy named Willie that tell me I need to send my package goddamn early, cussing at me and telling me that I'm stupid.
Oh,
and
ma'am.
Then he's trying to send me to this fool named Billy Bob that don't want to answer the phone.
I apologize. I mean, somebody was rude to you.
They're both being rude to me. All I asked, he told me, this was his last week, he don't give a rat's ass where the hell my box is, and he said it could probably be floating down the river for all he cares.
Oh, well, ma'am, you deserve better service than this. I'll transfer you to the mailroom right away.
He's going to send me back to damn Bill.
Hello, this is Jim Bob, the supervisor. Can I help you?
Yeah, Jim Bob. Don't you transfer me again.
Oh, well, come on. You don't tell me what to do, you dang varmint, you.
Let me tell you something. I don't care what you stuttering bastard, but you ain't going to talk to my wife the way you are.
Who do you think you are, fella?
I'm her goddamn husband, damn it.
No, you think you
what
are?
What is your name?
It's Jim Bob.
What my is name? Your damn name? I make damn sure, because I work for f***ing ass. My dad will fire your mother f***ing ass.
Don't
now, what
you
is your goddamn name?
Don't you talk that way to me.
You bastard.
You lunkhead.
What is your damn name?
Oh, why don't you go out and milk some goats?
All right, because you know what? I'm recording this damn message, and it will be sent to your damn supervisor and everybody else.
I am the supervisor, you
I don't give a damn. Your ass will be fired because you're not going to talk to my wife or nobody in this family this way.
You stop
you
it,
sound
you lunkhead.
Stupid as hell, motherfucker.
Yeah, lunkhead.
What's up, y'all? This is the Ann Taylor Show. Let's get back to our interview with the real Woody. What's your creative process like when you get ready to make a song? Or you need peace and quiet? Or does the ideas just come to you wherever you at and you just like knock it out right then? How? What's your process like?
Usually I just really I write to the beat. I usually just finish the song most of the time before I even go to the studio. Like, I'm usually sitting in my car just writing, you know what I'm saying, listening to the beat through the car speakers, like, you know what I'm saying, nothing real special.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever process works, you know what I mean?
I don't rush myself to finish songs. Like, I could probably like, let's say I start listening to a beat, okay. Let's say I come up with the hook same day, you know what I'm saying? Boom, I got the hook. I rehearse the hook, you know what I'm saying? A few times. Boom. Then maybe I'll write, let's say, 6 bars to the first verse. And then I just say, boom, okay, let me give my brain a break. I write with the beat. I try my best to have 2 verses, but these days songs only have like 1 verse.
Yeah, that's crazy. You remember 1 verse? You had to do 3 verses on your song. That was a standard.
I got a song with 3 verses called Elevator Music out on all platforms.
Here we go. Big ups to the 3 verse. I mean, that used to be the standard. And then one day I looked up and noticed that people was only doing 2 verses, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
Roses are red, violets are blue. flawless off blue.
Your sugar is sweet.
Sugar is
I'm
sweet.
Addicted to you.
Addicted to you.
Roses are red.
Roses are red.
Violets are blue.
Violets are blue.
How could it be?
How could it
I'm
be?
An L-O-V-E.
That's love.
Roses
hey,
are
I
red.
Really be talking.
Violets are blue.
Violets are blue.
Your sugar is sweet.
Sugar is
I'm
sweet.
Addicted
God.
To you.
Addicted to
God
you.
Listen.
Roses are red.
Roses are red.
Violets are blue.
Violets are blue.
How could it be?
Could
I'm
be
an L-O-V-E.
That's
this
love.
Is poetry in motion, but your motion poetic.
Poetic.
I'm loving the flow of the flow. I can never forget it.
Forget
I can never regret it. I'm loving the feeling I'm feeling when I'm feeling you. Lord knows what we get into. I'm trying to get in you. Deep sea diving till I reach your abyss. I know you never had a love like this. I got you between a rock and a hard place. That's just an awkward position. The way your love flow, you was what that water been missing. That other nigga had it, but he know he blew this. Now it's me kissing on your neck and loving on your tulips. Everything is dandy. I ain't lying. There is plenty, but you mine. I pick you up and now we gone with the wind.
Roses are red.
Roses are red.
Violets are blue.
Violets are blue.
Your sugar is sweet.
Sugar is
I'm
sweet.
Addicted to you.
Addicted to you.
Roses are red.
Roses are red.
Violets are blue.
Violets are blue.
How could it be?
How could it
I'm
be?
I'm an L-O-V-E.
That's love.
Roses are red.
Roses are red.
Violets are blue.
Violets are blue.
Your sugar is sweet.
Sugar is
I'm
sweet.
Addicted to you.
Addicted to you.
Roses are red.
Roses are red.
Violets are blue.
Violets are blue.
How could it be?
Could it
I'm
be
an L-O-V-E.
That's love.
All I need in this life of sin is a queen like you. For you, there's no telling what a king might do. For example, put a ring on it and wipe you up. Give me the cake, I treat you like Freddy. Slice you up,
slice you up.
You not gangster, but can be so violent.
So violent.
Down the ride to the bloody end. But I'd rather you be my co-pilot.
Fly with me.
Been at it for a while now. You still feeling the thrill.
Uh-huh.
You know a king cold-hearted and still willing to chill. All you want is time. You acknowledge my effort. I play my cards right. I can see you and me forever.
Roses are red.
Roses are red.
Violets are blue.
Violets are blue.
Your sugar is sweet.
Sugar is sweet.
I'm addicted to you.
Addicted to you.
Roses are red.
Roses are red.
Violets are blue.
Violets are blue.
How could it be?
How could it
I'm
be?
I'm an L-O-V-E.
That's love.
Roses are red.
Roses are red.
Violets are blue.
Violets are blue.
Your sugar it's sweet.
Sugar is
I'm addicted to you.
Addicted to you.
Roses are red.
Roses are red.
Violets are blue.
Violets are blue.
How could it be?
Could it
I'm
be
an more? L-O-V-E.
That's love.
Ooh, I'm an L-O-V-E. You know, hey. You know me. I ain't never. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Shawty, you got my nose all the way over, Shawty. I smell everything. I smell the flowers. I smell the roses. I smell the daisies. I ain't lying. Everything dandy.
I know you said you have a song out right now that's on all platforms. What else do you got coming for the people?
I've been thinking about coming back with some rap shit, with a rap album. I hadn't really rapped in probably since maybe 2020. That was when I dropped my Goat Talk album. Mm-hmm. Out on all platforms too. Over 100,000 streams on Spotify.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah, that's probably about the last time I really rapped.
And that was from the Woody P. Newton. Was that from that project, the EP?
That was a Goat Talk album.
Oh, Goat Talk album. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm getting all this mixed up. So you have what they call a kind of a completely unorthodox but extremely versatile style. You know what I mean? So ain't many people can copy you, and that right there make you very unique.
And
somebody try to copy you, they looking real. You know what I mean?
I pride myself on that too. I aim to be different with everything, for real. Like from the way I talk, all that.
Yeah, yeah. So are you planning to do anything else with your talents? Do you plan to act, direct, produce, you know what I mean, grow your talent, help someone else develop, or are you just satisfied with making sure that, you know what I mean, you give the world just, you know, you?
Nah, like I'm more than just some music. I got plenty more aspirations. Like I do want to be a songwriter. It's like acting, all of that. Yeah, like it's no limit. It's no limits. Music can really be a gateway if need be. Like, you know what I'm saying? Opening.
Yeah, you're right.
so much.
No need to box yourself up at all. You know what I mean? I just wanted to, I like the reason I asked that question because, you know, most R&B rap people, they're so highly creative already. They already know which direction they're going. They pretty much know, and they can already pretty much, you can put them in any type of entertainment situation or scenario, and they're going to just, you know, they're going to do it like it's natural. But I like for people who question themselves to hear you explain it. Hear you say, oh, no, that's not all I am. Because that kind of helps them realize that they could be better, bigger than what they was thinking. Because some people be like, man, I can't get past what I'm doing.
In fact.
You know what I mean? So that's good to hear you say, man, and everything like that. And then not everybody should try to do too many things if they can't. Sometimes it's okay to get in there and find out what you're good at and stay there. That's fine. But, you know,
everybody not being extra special. Some people just meant to be special.
Exactly. That right there is the line of the day. Some people just need to be special. That right there is an amazing statement, man. So how can people find more about you?
I'm on all social medias at The Real Woody, DareelWoodie. That's all one word. All social medias, all music platforms at The Real Woody. The music is a breath of fresh air, if I must say.
Would you like to give any shout outs to anybody, or is anybody you like to mention? Now would be a great time to do it.
First off, shout out to the man above for giving me the brain to keep this music flowing, man. You know what I'm saying? So everybody who been rocking with me on the streams from when I first dropped in the platforms until now, shout out to the people who was rocking way before that, because there's still people who've been rocking with me since. Shout out to the kids who keep me motivated. To Naya and CJ, my JR, my heirs. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Stick City. Shout out to my PR, Kenneth Stout. Shout out to Pat Down City, Broadway Bully. What's happening? Yeah. Shout out to everybody, man. Like, yeah.
Man, there it is. We got the Real Woody up in the house, man. This right here, man, has been a special presentation. The Real Woody, I appreciate you coming through. It's been a pleasure. Man, you dope. I gotta say that you dope. And keep doing what you're doing, partner. I love it.
You know, I appreciate you, black man. God damn, appreciate you. It's love.
He said it once, then she said twice. What I see. Oh, back and forth, no one's got advice.
If you know what I mean,
try to find the middle line.
It's so unclear.
In this game of hearts and
swine. Just bring the knees. He said, she said, round and round.
Welcome back for another exciting round of She Said, He Said. Who thinks that women bring more to the relationships than what they get credit for? Raise your hand. Do you agree or disagree? Or do you think that what they bring to the relationship is enough?
I remember the guy talking about, you know, equal and what equal was and what we're supposed to bring to these relationships. It's not a 50-50, right? I heard an interview where this couple had been married for like 80 years or something crazy, you know, and they had developed a system. They would go to each other like in the morning, and they would ask each other kind of what percentage they're at that time. So in other words, if we're married, I go, you know what? I'm at an 80 today. And she might say, I'm at an 82. We're good. But then maybe I'm at a 20. Honey, I need you to be at 80. Can you be at 80? And they agree. So they're able to reach 100 together. But they understand that, listen, today I'm not probably going to I'm probably not gonna vacuum the floor. I'm not gonna do that. Whatever. Can you do it? Or we wait till it can be done tomorrow. But today I'm not. I'm trying to show up, but I'm not. I have a lot going on.
I like about what you're saying. First of all, this now is gonna be solidified in my mind forever. Then my next relationship, I promise you, we're waking up with that 80-20. I love the concept of like waking up and saying, or coming in from work,
yeah,
and saying, you know what, I'm at a 20 right now, I'm at a 20. Right. To actually alert somebody how to deal with me or how I can deal with them for the day. I think that's an excellent
And it's just, right, you talk about keeping the peace, like, then you're not pissed off when you see this person walk by the socks on the floor. Mm-hmm. You're like, And that person doesn't feel like, the pressure.
I'll be 80 for you, baby. And I'll
get
the socks up. Yeah.
I'm living up to my, and then tomorrow you might not be, but I've got you there. So you could actually agree, because there's a study that showed that they interviewed a bunch of couples. They surveyed a bunch of couples and they said, what percentage of the work do you do in the household? And every single instance, the number came out to over 100%. Now, how much of the work needs to be done in the house? 100%. Mm-hmm. How much is done? 100%. But each of them said they've contributed more than they possibly could have been contributing. So if you're agreeing on that in the first place, now you're getting to a situation where you got a workable situation.
Individualized. It's not a, again, we can't, there is no role or rhyme. I have male friends that do the laundry, which has surprised me at the time, but that's what works for them. I have a brother who cooks the food, like cooks all the meals, But he says it's just not her strong suit or her desire, so it works for them. Whatever works for the two people involved to bring them to harmony and under their roof is what works.
Yeah.
And it's not up to the discretion of the rest of us.
Yeah, for me, I'll do the laundry. I'll take it down there. I'll put it in the washer. Wait for it. Put it in the dryer. I don't want to fold them, put it away.
If she picks off where you left off, there's a very harmonious arrangement right there.
But all the ironing is me. You don't get to iron my clothes.
Not her strong suit.
Or her clothes, because my grandfather taught me to iron, and I don't. When I see other people ironing, I'm just like, no.
No. But that's my point. When you discuss those things, who's stronger in this area, who's weaker in this area, and then you come to an agreement.
My daughter really made me proud. I asked her about that. I said, you know, what do you think the gender roles that are in the house? Like, what do you think is the woman's responsibility? What do you think is the man's responsibility? And she goes, whatever they decide. And I was like, yes. You know, because I have a friend who's this couple. The guy he's got a law degree, and his wife, I think, has a master's degree, but she works. He has stayed home and dealt with the kids for eons, for years and years, and it works for them.
Mm-hmm.
It works for them. Like, it's not, you know, and I think in society we're getting away from that whole gender role idea anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're getting away from it. I think we're starting to get a little bit more, as you know, women in the workplace, and
I like the education. Gender role.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the gender role, and I will say, and I don't know if it's just because it was taboo, but I will say there was a reason these people were married for 50 years, and there's a reason that these days we're only married for 4 or 5. You know, I don't know, but something was working back then that's not working right now.
When a real one holds you down, babe, you supposed to drown. You ain't no with no balls, I turned you out. You won't catch me in no sharp boots, I burnt them out. Gotta wait till they birthday to go work.
Yeah, I got my twin with me, you know what the we doing. 20 blasts of bourbons, we go. 2 lambs,
yeah.
4 Bentley trucks, and 20 Hellcats. Get on with a real
When a real one holds you down, babe, you supposed to drown. You ain't no with no balls, I turned you out. You won't catch me in no sharp boots, I burned them out. Gotta wait till they birthday to go out of town. Brokey, yeah, I talk a lot of. He like who you think you is, not your brokey. Not your hoe, no. Think he got one up on me, whole tiny, like 3-0 twin. I be going in. Clearly want my life and it's so evident. Cook clean and f*** him right, I'm so heaven sent. What I look like asking him about another might tell you once, won't tell you twice. If f*** shut up, we be alright. See, I gon' tweet and I'm gon' fight, facts. Yeah, these hoes sweet as apple pie. Ain't got no car, so hoes ride. But bro say y'all can't even do that. What? Why? How? When? Where? Just let me know how you wanna play it. You know I'm there. If it was smoke, then I was dead. I'm crystal clear. Left my daddy's mansion like a souvenir. When a real one holds you down, babe, you supposed to drown. You ain't no with no balls, I turned you out. You won't catch me in no sharp boots, I burned them out. Gotta wait till they birthday to go out of town. Brokey.
For all those financially struggling right now, being broke isn't just about money. It's about mindset. If you see yourself as stuck, you'll stay stuck. But if you shift your thinking, opportunities will start showing up where you once saw obstacles. Your situation right now is temporary, and hard times don't last forever. Stop living to impress others. The only person you should compete with is a person you were yesterday. Focus on your growth, your goals, and your grind. Stay hungry,
stay focused, and keep pushing. Your breakthrough is closer than you think. All right, everybody, thank you for joining me this week on the Aunt Taylor Show. Thank you to my guests for joining us. We had a great show. It was good to see everybody here again. Hopefully, we can all reconvene right here on this station next week, same time, same day. You know how we do it on the Aunt Taylor Show. Let's get it. Until next time, peace, love, and blessings.